fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. And let's continue our conversation, Sam. Sam, you're on mute, Sam. Hello, Sam. You're on mute. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, I had some. I was trying to answer Fred's question in Wisconsin about 32 ammo. Fred's going to need to be more specific about what caliber. So there's a lot of 32 ammo still available to purchase. Midway USA has a number of different 32s. So I'll just go over. They have 2 different types of 32 Smith & Wesson. There are there's 10 types of 327 Federal Magnum. There's 14 different types of 32 Smith & Wesson Long, and there's 18 different types of 32 ACP. So if though depending on which 32 his question is asked about, there's probably something out there for him. I would check Midway USA.
All right. And does that take care of that part of it?
Yeah, that's okay. that's the question that I got through the text.
Okay. And we also have a Fred holding, Fred from Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just have a kind of off-topic thing here. You boys are Missouri, right? Missouri born and raised?
That's right.
Yeah, so here it is. I'm watching the History Channel last night. They're showing St. Louis. And then the next thing, they're showing some ancient place just outside of St. Louis that the American Indians didn't find until 1600. And they're going on and on about how old this place is and that the footprint of this one place is the size of the Giza Pyramid. You guys know anything about this?
I assume they're talking about Cahokia Mounds. What do you think, Sam?
There it is. I couldn't pronounce it. I figured somebody would know the name.
Right. Yeah, I've been to Cahokia Mounds. I'm familiar with it. But, yeah, it's an interesting place. You should go visit.
Well, I just appreciate it. I was trying to confirm what it was, and... So is it open to the public? Is it someplace?
Oh, yeah,
it's
a big tourist attraction.
Oh, it's a huge attraction.
Right.
Huge attraction for people that are interested in Native American history.
They have a new museum. It's only been open a few years also.
Right. Well, I'll have to set up a Chicago hot dog stand there then. Thank you for your time, guys.
Okay.
All right, Fred.
All right.
A lot of people don't realize Missouri's a really interesting place. We have a lot of limestone underground. You hear Kentucky talk about Kentucky bluegrass and how the limestone in the soil gives them the best grass to raise fast horses on, right?
Right.
We have better limestone than Kentucky. And we have cave systems similar to Kentucky. It's very similar terrain and subterranean. And we have caves you could park a 747 in this state underground. And we have places like Merrimack Caverns. You can walk through those caves for 4 hours and never cover 1% of the length of those caves.
Amazing.
They are absolutely amazing. And our water underground is filtered through 200 to 600 feet of limestone, depending on where you're at. I mean, it's a really interesting place to live. And there's a lot of beauty here and a lot of good ecology and an amazing cave network underground. I don't know if you knew this, John, but you can go into Merrimack Caverns, not you personally, but you could if you had permission. You could get into Merrimack Caverns if you knew what you were doing, and you could go all the way to the bluffs of the Mississippi River.
I was not aware of that. That's a good 50 miles or so, isn't it, I believe?
Oh, it's probably more than that. It's probably closer to 80 or 100.
Line of sight, I'm not sure how far it is, but
I could check on the map on the break. It's a long way underground, but we have these extensive cave networks, and the Native Americans use them for shelter and to hide stuff, and our outlaws use them. I think Merrimack's Cavern was used by Jesse James.
That's right. It was. Well known for that.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Anheuser-Busch chose South St. Louis because there was a cave network there they could store their beer in before we had electric refrigeration.
That's right. And they were not the only brewery that did that. There was actually a couple of them that did that. And I haven't been in those caves myself, but I have friends that have been in those caves. They're quite amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to visit these caves and the history behind them. Teresa and I just went through a cave off of, I guess, mile marker 77 near Springfield, Missouri. And they have a propane-powered Jeep that pulls you through this cave, has a huge trailer. Now, we got to ride in the Jeep probably because Teresa's smile is so stunning. The guy's like, hey, you two want to ride in the Jeep with me? Everybody else got pulled in a trailer behind the Jeep, and they drove this Jeep into this cave and made a huge U-turn and then drove back out. There's several entrances to this cave, and it's just absolutely amazing. A lot of people don't know this, but springs, freshwater springs in North America, almost all of them are the result of a cave nearby.
Really?
Yes. So if you have a cave, if you find a spring, there's probably a cave within a quarter mile.
Really?
Yes. And when it rains, the water goes into these caves, and it goes through the ground and comes out these springs. And a lot of people don't realize that caves are an integral part. We have the most beautiful trout fishing in the Midwest right here in Lebanon, a place called Bennett Springs. And the cave that feeds that spring, I think it's something like 600,000 gallons per minute come out of this spring in what looks to be maybe a 100-foot diameter circle. And it's like a river is born right there. It's absolutely beautiful. If you ever get a chance driving on Interstate 44 between Springfield and Rolla, you can stop near Lebanon on the north side of the highway. You can drive up there. It's about a 10-minute drive. And you can witness Bennett Spring for your own eyes. And it is one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
Well, spring at my place puts out 1 million gallons a day. And it's a very nice spring. absolutely. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah, you've got a beautiful spring on your property. Have you found the cave that feeds it?
I haven't looked for it, but that's interesting. Maybe bears looking into.
Yeah, go uphill. Okay. Water rolls downhill, so you want to go uphill and you'll find it.
Roger that. Okay. Is it time for a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Absolutely. Let's talk about pistol magazines for a second, since Dr. Kelly brought up pistols. What is the most likely thing to happen if you're in a defensive situation? If you're in your home, the most likely thing is it's a loved one that attacks you. Hopefully you won't need to change mags for that scenario. But if you're outside the home, for a woman, the most likely thing to happen is that you're attacked either going from your vehicle to a store or a restaurant or bar, or from the bar, store, restaurant to your vehicle after dark. 85% of female abductions in the United States occur. 85%, ladies, I hope you're listening. 85% occur going from your car to a store or restaurant, or from a restaurant or store to your car after dark. Now, in that scenario, you may have to use your pistol to defend yourself. So you better be carrying it. Better have a concealed carry permit. Don't carry in your purse. Make sure that pistol's on your body, preferably strong side, outside the pants, covered by a long shirt or jacket. It's the safest way to roll. And you need to have magazines that have a lip on the front of them. A lot of people, they design pistols and they make the magazine look all clean and flush in the bottom of the grip of the pistol.
Right.
What a nightmare if that magazine sticks in there while you're trying to change mags in the middle of a gunfight.
Roger that. Yep.
We always use magazine extensions so that we can brush the mag out with friction, not grab it and pull it out, but brush it out quickly as we go down to our belt to grab our next mag and reinsert it. If you listen to me on this, get mag extensions that have something sticking out the front, a small edge, small lip, or a large textured surface, whatever it takes. But get the right end caps on your magazines, or right extension on your magazines, so you can do a proper mag change. If you have the right stuff on your magazines, with a little bit of practice, or a lot of practice, depending on how coordinated you are, you should be able to change mags in less than a second and a half. But it starts with having equipment. You've got to have a magazine release button on your pistol you can actually reach with your fighting grip. And you've got to have something on the front of that mag that allows you to brush that empty mag out before you insert the next one. And that is your firearms tip of the week.
Roger that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, how about an equipment tip of the week, sir?
I do have an equipment tip of the week. The knife that you carry on your body, get yourself a titanium bladed knife. We've had titanium blades in the scuba world because they don't rust for years and years and years and years. And they are a wonderful thing. They weigh 40% less than a steel bladed knife. And if you're going to carry a knife with you on your body for a tool, for work, for personal defense, get yourself a titanium knife. They make them in folding versions with pocket clips, and they make them in 6-7 inch versions like I have for my scuba gear when I strap a knife to my leg to go spearfishing. Titanium knife blades have evolved. We now have the metallurgy and the hardness and the things that allow it to hold an edge and be an incredible tool and also save a bunch of weight.
Well, when I've worked with men and women training them to go out into the bush for 3 days or more, civilians have never done this before, inevitably they pack up things that they simply don't need. And about the second or third day of walking through the bush, they realize that they made a mistake, don't they, sir?
The second hour. I've taken many people backpacking in the mountains, and they pack too much stuff. And the reason they pack a lot of stuff is because they don't have a lot of skills. So they pack a lot of stuff to make up for the lack of skill. Skill weighs less, promise you. But having the right gear, like we have for my bug out bag and my mountain kit, when I go into the mountains to elk hunt and I'm gone for 10 days, I don't come back to a vehicle. I don't go to a hotel. I'm out in the mountains for 10 days to 2 weeks at a time. I have a titanium knife. I have titanium pans. I have a titanium spork to eat with. And I pack freeze-dried food because it's very dense.
Well, all those, every ounce you save adds up to pounds eventually, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. The difference, you know, when I deployed in Afghanistan, sometimes I had 157 pounds on my back. You know, that was 70% of my weight, 75% of my own body weight. You can't move very fast if you're carrying 70% of your own body weight. And I was in amazing shape. I mean, I never had a lot of upper body strength because of my build, but I had tremendous leg strength because of the long muscles in my legs and the amount of weight training that I did as an athlete. And so I could move with 150 pounds. I just couldn't move very fast, and it was a pain in the butt to gain altitude in the mountains. You know, it gives you a whole new respect and love for Sherpas. You see these guys go to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Let me tell you, that's not an individual achievement. That's an achievement of a really brilliant guide and a bunch of Sherpas that carry all the gear to support your expedition to the top of that mountain. And the bottom line is, if you're in amazing shape, absolutely amazing shape, 30 to 35% of your body weight is all you can pack and move with in the mountains. If you're not in good shape, 15 to 20% of your body weight is all you'll be able to move with. So for every 100 pounds, if you're not in good shape, figure about 15 pounds in a pack is all you can handle. So if you're a 200-pound woman that's way out of shape, you'd be lucky to carry 30 pounds and not just be gassed everywhere you go. And if you're in good shape, you can carry about 35% and be comfortable if you have a good pack with a good belt system and a good suspension system. You can carry significantly more weight. When I took my daughter into the mountains in Colorado for her 16th birthday, I took her on an exploration, backpacking, trout fishing trip into the mountains, taught her how to be self-sufficient with no technology. We spent almost 2 weeks in the wilderness near Boulder Grand Pass, Colorado, right on the Continental Divide. It's just an absolute stunning place to be. And I got a backcountry pass, and it had snowed 5 feet the week before. And snowed 8 feet 2 weeks before that. And this was in July. And the guide came up, you know, didn't want to let us go and use our backcountry pass. And it was pretty interesting because I said, why is that? And he said, well, because of the snow, it's too dangerous. And I said, well, we have snowshoes and trekking poles and know how to use them. And he said, no, I don't think you should go. I said, well, then let me talk to your boss. We called the head park ranger, Rocky Mountain National Park, to this little outpost. Took the guy like 35 minutes to get there. And he shows up, and he starts to quiz me about my mountaineering skills. And after about 20 questions, he looks at my daughter, and he says, I want you to have a great time with your father. Do everything he tells you to do.
All right, all right. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I feel a connection to the earth. As I nurture these plants, I witness their rebirth. With an energy cleaner, I harness nature's power. Transforming my garden, blooming with each passing hour. Softly swaying in the breeze, my garden dances with joy. Abundant fruits and vegetables, flavors to enjoy. Award-winning flowers bloom, a vibrant sight to see. The energy cleaner, my garden sings with harmony.
Sold exclusively at thelibertyman.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back. That audio clip was Matt Damon playing the role of Carroll Shelby in one of my favorite films, Ford vs. Ferrari. Sam, it's only been fairly recently that I realized the true nature of driving an automobile or a motorcycle at speed. And that's the fact that when you're at speed, you're experiencing tachyphrenia the entire time. Have you ever given that much thought?
Well, I don't know as much about tachyphrenia as you do, but I can tell you this, that when I'm at speed, when I'm doing 200 miles an hour down the back straightaway at COTA, Circuit of the Americas, I'm actually very calm.
Right.
And you know, when you get to the higher levels of racing, it becomes very technical. You're hitting reference points on the racetrack. You have a braking marker. You have a turn-in marker. You have an apex of the corner that you're trying to hit. You have an exit point on the outside of the track that allows you to apply the throttle and accelerate, that takes you to that exit point. A lot of people don't know this, but when you're racing as a professional racer, you steer the machine that you're racing with the handlebars or the steering wheel if it's a car, but you also steer the machine with the throttle. And so it's the combination of your input to the steering mechanism of the vehicle and your input to the throttle that determines where you land at the exit of a corner. And with the brakes, it's a combination of your turning in and how you're trailing the brakes in to keep the weight on the front entering the corner that takes you to the apex. So you have all these targets that you're hitting. For every turn, you have at least three or four targets, or what we call reference points. And you string, like Coda has 20 turns, left and right-hand turns. So you have to memorize 80 reference points minimum to get around Coda. Now, that's not including any blind hills or blind corners that you enter. You need multiple reference points at the entrance, not just a turn-in point, but you need a midpoint before the apex on any type of blind entry to a corner or coming over a hill so that you're lined up properly. So you're going to have a minimum on a big track of 80 to 85 reference points that you memorize that you're hitting at speed, and you have to hit them at the right time. So there, it's not only the vector that you're on, it's the timing of when you input into the machine, steering, throttle, brakes, that sort of thing. It becomes so technical, your brain is working overtime. Your heartbeat doesn't. Now, when you're a beginning racer in your first race on the starting line waiting for the green flag to get thrown, your heart's probably doing 190 beats a minute.
Well, this may be a good time to describe tachyphrenia. It's a two-part word. Tachy is fast. Phrenia is brain activity. It's God's way of helping you survive something that could possibly kill you. Most people experience it during a car wreck, where they'll say after the wreck is over, it seemed like it was in slow motion. There's different other words that improperly describe tachyphrenia. And I use it, I describe the word in my pistol classes to give people an idea of what's going on when they're under threat of violence. So what happens is your brain activity speeds up to the point where it seems like time slows down. You get what's also called tunnel vision. We only see what you need to see to survive. Your audio perception slows down also. What happens is your body and your brain allows you to do things you could not possibly do if your brain is functioning normally. So when you're going 200 miles an hour, Sam, you can do things you could not possibly do otherwise because tachyphrenia is fully kicked in.
So your brain speeds up, not just your heart. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Brain activity speeds up. Absolutely. That's exactly what goes on.
And you know what? I would tell you this from my experience racing. And, you know, sometimes, like, I've crashed six times at over 160 miles an hour. And in a motorcycle, one of two things happen when you crash at that speed. Either you slide to a stop and get up, or you hit something hard and that's the last thing you did. And I was lucky enough in my situations in fast corners, there's usually a lot of runoff room, there's a lot of space. So I've slid over 235 yards on a set of leathers crashing at high speed. I mean, that's a long way.
That's a real long way. Yep.
And I mean, two football fields sliding on your back.
No amazing. Problem. Amazing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. A quick explanation of tachyphrenia. We have Bob in the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My sale on Liberty Rocket Heaters, the best sale we've ever had, is in effect right now for 2 weeks. We have $300 off the Liberty Rocket Heater, additional 1% off if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Liberty Rocket Heater is the way to go. We are visiting with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Hey, John, I'm curious about this rocket heater. Do you run a 4-inch vent out through the wall of your home? How does that thing work exactly?
It's a standard six inch vent pipe, and
okay.
even though it has no smoke, you still need a vent pipe. Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Very cool. So yep. I want to talk about how do you use a second focal plane scope? Okay. Let's say you have an MOAR reticle that has 2-minute hash marks that are wide and 1-minute small tick marks. How do you take that second focal plane scope? Let's start with a 25 power ATAC-R. Okay, it's got 2-minute hash marks, 1-minute tick marks. How do you make those 2-minute hash marks equal mil spacing? How do you turn it into a mil scope? It's very simple. Take your 25 power second focal plane. It's got to be a second focal plane scope. But how would a professional turn that into a mil scope, even though it's got a minute reticle? It's very simple. Take your max power, which on our my scopes are 25 power ATAC-R, second focal plane. All I have to do is divide 25, divide it by 1.72. And that means I turn the power down to 14.5. And now I have mil spacing between my hash marks, and my 1 minute tick marks become half mil spacing. It's that simple. You just turn the power ring from 25 down to 14.5.
Very simple.
Yeah, it's very, very, very simple. Now, if you have, let's say you have an NXS with mil spacing, like a 22 power NXS with mil spacing, okay, and you want, let's say you want minute of angle, okay, and at 22 power, you're at exactly mil spacing, second focal plane. Well, let's say you were smart enough to buy like a 32 power scope. This may or may not work. Let's see what happens if we multiply 22 by 1.72. We get 37. See, so unless you have a lot of power, having a mil reticle is very difficult to dial it up to get minute of angle spacing. See what I'm saying? It's a problem. Now, if you have a second focal plane ATAC-R and 35 power in mil spacing, you could dial it down to 4 minute marks. Let me see if I can do that right. 4 divided by 3.44 equals 1.16. So that becomes your number 1.16. If you've got a 35 power mil spacing ATAC-R, 35 power divided by 1.16 takes you down to right at 30 power. So you can go from 35 down to 30 power, and then you can get MOA spacing on that particular scope. And so you'll have 4 minute, and your half mil marks will be 2 minute. So as long as you have a second focal plane scope and you didn't buy off on the YouTube clowns that recommend first focal plane, you can learn a little bit about that second focal plane tool and do just about anything you want to with it.
Well, that's great information, which is pretty esoteric, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, what happened in the long-range shooting industry was, you know, we used to have these things called Marine Scout snipers. Well, they just eliminated the schools. They're gone. We're not producing.
We've been through this cycle after every war, it seems like, haven't we, sir?
Yep. Yep, after World War II, we got rid of it. Carlos Hathcock and Captain Jim Land brought it back in Vietnam, but well into the conflict, not before Vietnam started. While the conflict was ongoing, they realized we need this skill set. We need guys with this skill set in our ranks. And often I wonder if it was the North Vietnamese woman they called Apache that was so brutal and violent and tortured the men of ours that her men captured, that drove them to develop a more robust sniper program. I don't know if you know the story, but there was a woman in North Vietnamese that used to catch our men, capture them with overwhelming numbers of North Vietnamese men.
Right.
And they would go near a FOB, a forward operating base, and they'd hide just outside the wire in the jungle, and they'd nail this guy to a stake, and they'd slowly skin him and pull the skin off of him so that every soldier in that FOB could hear this man screams.
I haven't heard that particular story, but I don't doubt it for a moment that it took place.
Oh, it's true. It is very brutal, and you know it's well documented. But that sort of thing drove our military to redevelop the skill set that allowed men to hunt other men. And in this case, a very brutal woman.
Yep. Well, there's nothing, the only thing good about war is when it ends, isn't there?
Yes, indeed. War is the worst of all options, and there are a lot of forces out there that want to force the United States into a civil war. And, you know, my advice is don't take the bait. Keep your powder dry and unfired as long as humanly possible, because once they get the American patriots to waste all their ammo shooting Americans, we should be getting along and getting rid of this corrupt governmental regime we have, the Biden crime syndicate. But once that happens, once we shoot the majority of our ammo in a civil war, the Chinese can just walk in here and take over everything.
Of course, they're already here by the hundreds of thousands, aren't they, sir?
There's over 267,000 Chinese spies that we've identified in the continental United States, in the continental 48 states right now. And untold numbers of other Chinese operatives.
Right.
So,
Russians and Muslims, it's a lot.
It's quite a cocktail of enemies that we've allowed because of corrupt Democrats and corrupt Republican senators and corrupt speakers of the House, Republican speakers of the House, because of their corruption over the last 40 years. We have allowed all of these enemies inside the wire, inside our borders. They live here in the United States. They live among us. And that is not a good thing. And there will be a lot of pain that the American people have to go through because of the mistakes of our leaders. It's unavoidable. The only question is when.
Well, that's always the question. And that answer was a very closely guarded secret, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I was driving back from Kansas City last night during the storm. My new gal and I were shopping at the Nebraska Furniture Mart in Kansas City. They have a place in Nebraska. They have one in Dallas, and they have one here in Kansas City, Kansas, I believe. And we drove out there to look at furniture. And they have some absolutely amazing deals in their clearance section. They've got a sale coming up on Memorial Weekend. So if you want high-quality furniture for absolutely the best price I've ever seen, look at Nebraska Furniture stuff when they go on sale. Or check out the clearance area on their website or in a store. You will find amazing deals. We found a $300 headboard for $30.
Outstanding. Well,
yeah,
that's a real bargain.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty hard to beat. It's a great store. They do a great job, customer service, shipping. Generally speaking, they'll ship within a 2-3 hour zone of a particular store. If not, if you're a little farther than that, you can just drive by and pick stuff up. And I was driving back from there last night. And I was on Highway 7, you know, how you go down 49 through Clinton, right, back to Highway 5, and then down south to Lebanon. And I was driving through the hills and the terrain of the Ozarks, past Truman Lake, down to Lake of the Ozarks, all that kind of stuff. And I just kind of smiled to myself. I was thinking, what an incredibly difficult place to take control of. I wish the Chinese luck if they want to take over Missouri. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of places to hide. There's a lot of caves. There's a lot of rough terrain. You know, tracked vehicles and heavy mechanized stuff. Oh, my goodness, it'd be tough. The timber, the steep mountain. I mean, it would be tough to move in here with an army and take control. They're probably going to have to nuke Missouri to take control of it.
Maybe. Well, for those who don't know, there are more skirmishes and battles in the U.S. Civil War than in Missouri than any state during the war, wasn't there?
Yep. And Lebanon, Missouri, just happens to be a place I consider hallowed ground. The men of Missouri in this area never surrendered during the Civil War. Think about that. They refused to surrender, and to this day have not. The men in this area do not take kindly to federal overreach. They don't take kindly to crooked politicians in Washington, D.C., telling them how they should be living their lives. And God bless them for that.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of Confederate flags flying in my neighborhood. They're not there for decoration. They're there because people believe in freedom. They believe in our Constitution. And that's simply the way it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. So do you ever notice, John, how truth really makes people upset and angry sometimes, particularly if they've held a false belief system for a long time?
Oh, yes. I've seen that many times.
Well, I want to talk about truth. Maybe we'll get somebody to call in next week. It's getting late in the show now, but there's a great movie out called The Free State of Jones.
Okay.
And it's based in Civil War times. It's a true story. This guy was a medic for the South in the war, and his life in the South was torn apart by the war. And you bounce back from his escapades during the war to this trial generations, like a generation or two later. And it's really? I think it's a son who's trying to marry a white woman. And the lead actor is played by Matthew McConaughey. The name of the movie is The Free State of Jones, one of the greatest movies ever made. But it deals with the subject of marriage and the South. And this guy created a free state in the swamps of Mississippi or Alabama, somewhere in the South, and refused to fight, and the people that were with him refused to fight for either the Union or the rebels. They right. just created a free state with no racism. Well, for right. 7,000 years, human beings have been getting married without the government involved.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know this. The first marriage licenses and blood tests, imagine that, were post-Civil War in the South. Governments hadn't been involved in marriage before that. There were no marriage licenses. Marriage licenses were created because they didn't want white people marrying the freed black people.
Right.
And they told you they were checking you for STDs. In fact, they were checking your blood to see how much black blood or Mexican blood or whatever blood you had in you compared to what they thought was white person's blood. And this trial, this guy, Matthew McConaughey's son, is on trial in a courtroom to be prosecuted and thrown in jail because he had an eighth or a half, 50% black blood in him. Supposedly, the guy looked white as white could be, had a broad nose, but he looked white. And he had fallen in love with this white woman who was wonderful. And they were trying to prosecute him because he didn't have enough white blood in him to marry that woman. It's one of the greatest movies ever. But you know what? When you talk to women in the United States, or even men, and you tell them that the government shouldn't be involved in marriage, not involved in marriage, not involved in divorce, shouldn't be involved in any of it. For 7,000 years, it was a covenant between a man, a woman, and God. Now we have people marrying their pets, or having four people involved in one marriage. I mean, it's so morally bankrupt, it's disgusting. But that's what happens when you get the government involved in anything. Eventually, it's totally corrupted. But watch Matthew McConaughey in this movie. I guarantee you, you will love the movie. And it's a powerful, powerful statement about marriage, about corrupt governments, about racism, and about a true story during the Civil War time in the United States of America. It's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Well, we'll put it on the list of a must-see list. That's great, Sam.
So, John, do you know why divorces cost so much?
Well, I'm about to find out. Why do they cost so much?
Because they're so worth it. I am celebrating today, April 29th, okay, will forever in my life be a day to celebrate. Because my ex-wife has been ordered by the courts to get all of her stuff out of my house today.
What's the status of the dogs, if I may inquire?
She stole them all.
She still has them?
She's hiding them somewhere in Wyoming. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she took all four of my pit bulls.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's a hard one. That's that. You know, I miss my pit bulls more than I ever missed her. Hate to admit it, but when you deal with crazy that long, you know, in my opinion, of course, only, not the opinion of RBM, when you deal with someone, in my opinion, who was a paranoid schizophrenic and whose mental health degraded very quickly in the last 3 years, you're sad, you're angry, and you're ready for it to end. And today it ends.
Absolutely. Here's our last break. We'll be right back and wrap this up.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Well, happy anniversary here, Sam.
And I sure appreciate it, John. It's been a long battle, and it's finally coming to an end. So get to move on with my life.
Roger that.
I'm so happy I could not cry.
Okay. All right. What you got about 3 minutes here to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the weekend.
Okay. So we have a number of things conspiring against us as God-fearing Americans. One is corruption of our government. I don't know if you saw this, but Remember the guy, the entertainer R. Kelly? He got convicted of rape, and he appealed his 20-year sentence, and the appeals court rejected it. And remember the rape conviction of movie producer Harvey Weinstein? It just got overturned by New York's Supreme Court.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, can you even imagine that? The same court system that's trying to put Donald Trump in jail and tell you who you cannot have run as your for president. Not, you know me, I'm not a big Trump fan. There's a lot of things I like about Trump. There's some things I don't like about him. He's no bastion of protection for the Bill of Rights, I'll tell you that. But he's a way better option than Biden. But the same court system that's trying to convict Donald Trump and prevent the American people from having their choice for president is the same corrupt court system. I wonder why on earth do the people of New York, the men outside New York City, mid-state, upstate, why do they tolerate this corruption? You know, I mean, it's disgusting how corrupt these courts are and how corrupt our government is. Harvey Weinstein probably raped more women than you could count on your fingers and toes. And because he's rich, he's part of the protected class. You know, Epstein, his client list, that's protected better than our missile technology. Epstein's client list. Don't ever doubt the corruption of your government and the fact that they're in cahoots with these globalists and with the Chinese. They are not your friend. And that is the last word. John, thanks for having me this week. Have a great
week. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. And we'll see you next Monday.
All right. Take care, brother.
All right. One last reminder. The Liberator Rocket Heater is on sale right now. It's the best sale we've ever had. $300 off the Liberator Rocket Heater. An additional 1% off if you use PayPal. You can place your order right there at my website using MasterCard, Visa, PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Liberator Rocket Heater will heat your home and save you money. The only stove we're aware of that has no smoke. And also, you can use either regular firewood or wood pellets. How about that? It's a great one. Mine is right here in my living room where it kept my home warm and cozy all winter long and saved me a bucket full of money. So just go ahead and check it out. Get your order in there. It takes about a week to process it. Delivery is made by a private shipping company, and somebody needs to be there at the home before the delivery is made. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, drink your cleaning, essential oil. Now why you can your firearms and ammunition. Ever good. Guns, please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri, the largest beautiful state of Missouri. Get to live in the even larger beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.